This is your hidden power, a very powerful way for us to get together exchanging ideas about what is present and perhaps future. Your design, your human design, is the focus here with Lynette Higgins joining us, a certified professional analyst, living design guide, and teacher. She's providing a lot of things, foundation reading and guide that puts you through a process of understanding what it's like to live, to really live. And I think that's what her appeal is. Lynette, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So tell us your story, first of all. What brings you up to having this expertise?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, human design is one of these things. Many of us, when we hear about it, well, not many, it's actually quite few, but when we hear about it, it actually gets into ourselves. And that's kind of what happened to me. My girlfriend was talking about somebody she knew that was a human design professional, and I heard the words and I was like, wait a minute, I have to see what this is all about. And it hooked me. It really hooked me. It's almost like a virus. It's not like you have to be inoculated against it, but so once I learned what it was and I got a reading myself, I just couldn't let it go. And it really gave me my life back, and I wanted to learn how to share it with other people. So I got certified to do readings myself and eventually to be able to teach and share the information with other people.
So what is there about this that's different? If I understand correctly, you use astrology to generate the different types of things. I'm fairly well-versed in astrology. We have an astrologer associated with this program, Maria Francesca Trilogy. There are all kinds, as I understand. I've not heard of this before, frankly. I've heard of Western astrology, Eastern astrology. So what is the astrological tool that brings us around to understanding our human design? I think that's kind of what you're doing. We're trying to figure out collectively and individually sort of what's it all about, Alfie. Remember that old movie?
Yep, I do. I actually do. You know, it's a synthesis of astrology, the Hindu Brahman chakras, the Tree of Life, which we get from Kabbalah, the I Ching, which was written over 5,000 years ago, and quantum physics. Okay, it's a synthesis. And the way this came about was a mystical experience. In 1987, a man that we call Ra Uruhu had a mystical experience and received a transmission of this. So it's not like somebody sat down and created it. It was literally downloaded. Mm-hmm. And this synthesis, it kind of makes it like astrology on steroids. What really makes it unique, if you got into the mechanics of it, is the I Ching. The 64 hexagrams of the I Ching coincide with the 64 codons of our DNA, which gives us the genetic imprinting, which is why when you look at a body graph, when you look at someone's chart, it's very, very specific, and it shows us the potential of how in a sense we're filtering consciousness. And that's, you know, the neutrinos, which are stardust, basically. And here's an example. They pass through planets. They pick up information, you know, because they carry mass. Then they pass through us based on our design. We're literally filtering consciousness. So we're able to look at someone's chart and, you know, kind of decipher it based on that.
So how do you keep this, Lynette, from being too complicated? Oftentimes I've been following this sort of thing for 30 years. And the more I learn, the more intrigued I am. But also there are occasions when I'm very confused. So I'm not a beginner here, but I'm certainly not an expert as you are in this particular thing. And putting all of these fields together, I think the average person understands or could understand the chakras in the body, for example. They can understand astrology and those sorts of things. And now you put, and even quantum physics is something more and more is being studied, and people are relating to that, understanding that we are not alone, that there's no time really, there's no age. It's just we're, you know, we've created those things for our convenience, but it isn't really a part of what is the universal design. So there's a difference, although I've always sort of thought that the universe was us and we were the universe.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure I'm getting that from you here, because the body graphs that you're talking about seem to be, well, I use the word complicated, and that's kind of in a, I'm trying to be as complimentary as I can, understanding or trying to get to understand. If I don't really understand it, the audience probably isn't going to understand it. And I must say that after nosing around a little bit in this, I don't really understand it.
Okay, let me keep it as simple as possible rather than getting into the technical aspects, because you're absolutely right. This is incredibly detailed and it can get mental really fast. And, you know, I'm just kind of trying to give you a background of it. Really,
sure.
what binds the biverse and the universe together is us as well. So you're absolutely right. If you distill it down, that's absolutely true. But if somebody wants to understand what the impact of their design is on a practical level, I mean, we can get into cosmology, we can get into many things. The best thing for them to do is to, you know, get their birth data, get a chart, there's a lot of free information, and get a reading from someone that's certified. Mm-hmm. At the most practical level, the thing that really hooked me was the fact that this information shows you how you operate mechanically with your energy. It helps you to align with your energy rather than against it. So human beings are always trying, we want to make our life better. So when you get this information, you see, wow, okay, so this is how I operate. It's not a belief system. It's mechanical. We have tools called strategy and authority that you use to experiment with the information in your own body to see how you operate, and it basically proves itself to you.
All right, so I'm looking at the strategic types that you outline. Looks to me like, I didn't count them, but there are, let's see, five or four strategy types, and there
right.
are five, six authority, seven, no, eight authority types. So I'm wondering if this rounds out to the 12 signs of the zodiac, or if we have a something here that is correlative. I'm trying to get all this to digest a little bit, so we'll give the audience a moment to think about it and think about something else as we continue our conversation with Lynette Hagans. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power with an idea about something that's pretty simple, pretty basic, pretty down to earth, and that is how you're getting your 7 or 8 hours of rest every night. If you're getting less than that, probably not a good idea. Most of the information that's coming out, the recent info, sort of underscores 7 hours. Some of us don't get that much. I certainly don't. But I want to. And so to ensure that I'm getting the best rest possible in the least amount of time, I've got my pillows all around me. I'm surrounded in my beds, both here in California and back on the farm. I'm surrounded with my pillows. And I feel great. I'm getting a great night's rest. You can too. You need this. You want this. You desire. You know, the whole, whoops, I get so excited. I move. If we were doing a Facebook video of this program, I'm always moving my hands all over the place. I just whack the microphone. The MyPillow confidence, because you have 60 days once you try it, once you get it. If you don't like it, you can send it back. But nobody does that because, look, they got 1,500 people in this big plant in Minnesota that are making My Pillows and other things as well. I talk about the quality of the My Pillows, but there are so many other things that they have that are available besides anything having to do with bedding or having a good night's rest. You can find at MyPillow.com. Now you can buy one pillow at the regular price and get one free. Try My Pillow, buy one My Pillow premium pillow, and get another one free. That offer we had before Christmas, now been extended till the end of January. But, you know, sooner or later, they'll change the deal. So you better get in on it now. One you pay for, one you don't. Two for the price of one at MyPillow.com by using the promo code DJV. Best night's rest you can possibly imagine. It's MyPillow.com for the special promotion. Use the code DJV. Stop tossing, stop turning. Get that rest that you desire, that you need. Buy with confidence at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. The conversation continues now. This is Your Hidden Power, a weekly overview of sensitive things that the idea is to make you think about what's in your life that's important. We have our usual contributors, Uri Geller, Mary O'Malley, and Maria Francesca Trilogy coming up later in the hour. Right now, though, we're focused on the way to sort of make your existence better and trying to boil it down. Did you come up with this, actually, or is this something that you talked earlier about learning it from somebody, but it sounds to me like a lot of this is your own work?
No, not at all. This was a system, like I said, that was downloaded from a mystical experience in 1987.
By whom?
By Ra Uruhu. There was he had a mystical experience, an 8 mm-hmm. days and 8 nights with what, you know.
How did you hear about him, Lynette?
I heard about Human Design first before I heard about him, that it was mm-hmm. a system, that it was a readings that people could give you. That's what I heard. And I had gotten many, many different readings, all sorts of astrology readings. And so I got a Human Design reading, and that was it for me. I had to learn how to share it with other people.
We're experimenting here, as normally we are, experiencing an experiment in reality with Lynette Higgins, who is a professional analyst, a guide, a teacher. She provides readings and guidance through a new process that she has called Human Design. And it does take astrology into account, because that's basically the only information you had for me. I know the lady who contacted you for me, you asked her to get the specific information on me, and that's all the information you have. Do you normally get more than that? And do you need to be in person with someone, or is it just that the traditional things that you need, day of birth, time of birth, place of birth? That's what you need for good astrological reading, right?
Exactly. What makes this different than astrology, the main difference, is that the Human Design calculation gives two calculations. It gives a personality, and it also gives a design calculation, which is about 88 degrees before. That translates to roughly 3 months before. So there's a calculation for the body and for the personality. There are two. That's really what makes it unique.
When you say 3 months before, you mean 3 months before now or 3 months before you were born?
Before birth. It's mm-hmm. actually 88 degrees is the calculation. That's what makes it different when we translate it into the body graph.
Most people don't know what the 88 degrees means. What does that mean when you reference that?
Yeah, I know. I don't even know how my blender works. I understand completely. So, yeah.
You plug it in and you turn it on. That's how
exactly.
it works.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so when we do a reading for somebody, we try to keep it as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at your chart right now, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that you are a manifestor type. There are four basic types. Everybody loves the word manifestor. It's a great buzzword nowadays. And really what that means from an energetic level, I'm a manifestor also. We make up about 9% of the planet.
We get the job done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We can just do stuff. We don't need other people. We can do it ourselves. We can move things. We can make things happen. So the strategy for a manifestor is inform before you act. And if you're anything like me, you don't want to inform. It's not about asking permission, but rather just letting people know what you're going to do. For instance, if you're going to go out to the store, you might want to tell your partner, hey, I'm just going to go out to the store rather than just leave. Okay. So it's not about asking permission, but it's about letting people know what you're going to do. And that's really, for a manifestor, it's, you know, we're different in that it's not a biological strategy. The other types have a biological strategy. And what I mean by that is it's really just to make other people, it's to put other people at ease so we can move freely without resistance. It's common sense, really.
So what did you learn about me 3 months before my birth?
Well, I can see, you know, I've got your, what happens is the personality and the design come together in the quantum, the whole, you know, chart of you. So what I can say right now, based on your life force channel, is that you're someone that is here to live as an example of yourself, as a role model. And there's also the hermiting quality on the body side. You have a second line body. That means that, you know, you probably appreciate your alone time very much. You also have quite a lot of first lines, and that's the foundation of the hexagram, of that, which means basically that you're really here to investigate things for a solid foundation. You're not going to feel, you're the kind of person, you need to investigate things and take your time. So really what this means energetically for you is that, you know, you have an aura, we all do, that surrounds our body. Manifestors have an aura that is repelling. It pushes back. Okay, and that's how we move things. Mm-hmm. But it can also make people uncomfortable because we feel unpredictable to other people because we can just get stuff done.
Yeah, right.
You
people
just,
don't
make
like
other people uncomfortable.
Well,
yeah.
Because we're persistent, and that doesn't settle well. All right, so how do people find you, Lynette, if they want to pursue this, they want to get a reading, or they want to know more in this league? Where do they go to find you?
My website is authorityinyou.com.
Authorityinyou.com. All right, good. Authorityinyou.com. Great to have you here. Thanks for the exposure to new ideas. Lynette Hagin's on Your Hidden Power. Your Hidden Power continues with our weekly visitation from Uri Geller, one of the most powerful minds in the universe, projecting his positive attitude on people for decades. He's been at it for 50 years plus, and people know him all around the world as someone who is a motivator, master of the mind, etc., etc., etc. So I bring him into Your Hidden Power every week to talk about different aspects of being sensitive and some of the practical things that are a part of our lives. I don't know that I've ever asked you whether you've had an astrological chart done on you, and if so, what did it tell you? What did you learn?
Well, you know, funny that you ask this question because I'm sitting right now. Whenever I speak to you out of my apartment in Old Jaffa, I look out of my window and there is a wishing bridge in the background. I'll take a picture and I'll email it to you. And on it, there are the zodiac signs. So the legend says there's actually a big note there that says, a poster that says that if you touch your astrological sign and look at the sea, which is the Mediterranean, and make a wish, your wish will come true.
I know. You and I walked on that bridge, and I knew that before, but I've never gotten out of you what your own astrological chart, if you've ever had it done. You know, a lot of people, it's the old business about cobblers. Their shoes are always worn out while they're fixing everybody else's. So have you ever taken the time to get the information yourself that you help so many other people with?
Yes. You know, Doug, when you're speaking now, it looks to me like I almost deja vu, like I had this conversation with you. And it looks to me like we spoke about it last week or two weeks ago.
We did, but we never got your... We did, but we never got your reading. I don't know what your chart says. I keep leading up to that, and then we run out of time.
Okay, so what happens is this, Doug. Because, you know, I'm pretty well known around the world, if I count how many astrological charts I got from people all around the world,
right,
you would be amazed. Probably over 250. Everyone from all different countries, they send me my chart, and most of them say that there is a mystical energy about my personality, that there is some kind of a power, superhuman power involved. It's really bizarre, but this is true, and I believe in it. I believe in it because I believe in the forces of the universe. I believe in the movements of the stars and the moon and the sun. And I believe that it has huge influential, you know, energies upon us. And I think that our future and our past and our present, it's all determined by some higher force. Mm-hmm. I want to call that higher force God. But, you know, under God, there is infinity. Infinity spaces. Infinity is one of the most powerful words in the lexicon of any language. It basically means that there is no end. Just imagine there is no end. There is, I believe that there is no end to inner space, and there is no end to outer space. So I think that it could very well be, Doug, that, you know, while I'm talking to you, because this all involves quantum mechanics, it involves quantum entanglement, which means that maybe, Doug, I'm creating you right now. So I'm talking to a creation of my subconscious, and you might be creating me. I mean, it's unbelievable. We know very, very little. So, yeah, I'm a huge believer in astrological charts. And I sometimes, when I have the moment, I read them in the newspapers.
It's a complex thing, but yet it's pretty simple. I was talking to somebody. There are all different kinds of ways of using the same information. That is your birthday, your birth time, your birthplace, to come up with the things that seem to me, if you found somebody who's really good, are extraordinarily helpful in learning how to get along with other people. They're not a reason to not know them, but they're a reason for getting along with a lover or with somebody that you work with or someone in your life that you care about. All of these things, I think a good astrologer can be extraordinarily helpful.
I happen to know a guy called Joe Dunn, who was a postal inspector, believe it or not, in New Jersey. But he dwelled into astrology. He actually did the charts of Arnold Schwarzenegger and some very famous people. And when I get a chart from him, I really, really take it seriously. But if you put in Doug Steffen's chart or Uri Geller's chart, it'll immediately come up. It's, you know, Google will bring up anyone's chart if you're kind of semi-famous. Yeah. So if I put in into Google Uri Geller's astrological chart, it immediately comes up. It shows the time zone. It shows, gosh, everything. Natal chart, English. I'm doing it now as we speak, and it's a beautiful chart. But I really know very little how to, I don't really know how to read it. So I have to listen to astrologers who decipher those signs that come from the universe.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I just did the same thing as you were doing it. I Googled your chart. Your birthday is December the 20th, 1946, born in Tel Aviv, and it has the time 2:30 a.m. From that point, anybody can come up with a good reading on you. You say some things that do bring us from the abstract to the reality, like could we all be just imagining? Are we in the consciousness of God or whatever universal intelligence is, and are we really here? Has all this stuff been developed, the technology, or is it just something? Is it a dream? We have dreams that are sometimes as vivid.
Doug, it's not a dream. I think there is substance to this. It's tangible. It's real. But the key, the secret is to believe. If you believe, then the doors will be open to you.
I think that it is belief. It's all about what you, what it is that your heart tells you, your head tells you, and it's not as difficult. We have a lot of people who want to make it very difficult, and it isn't difficult at all. Is it really?
That's
it's not
right.
Difficult.
Precisely. Let's talk next week again. We love you.
We will talk next week again. I love you too. Thank you. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Mary O'Malley joins us from her perch in California. She is the psychic scout. She has magnificent luck with people, helping them understand, sort out their lives. As a matter of fact, Yeah, I think I have said this. I'm not sure I've said it with you present, but more and more people are spending. It's kind of like with natural health, Mary. More people are going to folks like you and Maria, people who have coaching backgrounds or therapy backgrounds, coming to you for help than going to conventional shrinks, if you will, going to psychologists and psychiatrists, because this stuff, and I say stuff lovingly, seems to have more relevance. Why do you think that is? Why is it that you're easier to work with and you can tap into this information more than someone who has a degree from some big college?
Well, it's friendlier. I think it's more, you know, talking to a peer, a friend. And, you know, we basically are pretty good at holding the mirror for people so that they can be self-empowered and get their own answers. But there's not the stigma of the doctor and, you know, all these kind of things. So I think it just makes it friendlier, a little easier.
You know, that's a wonderful way of putting it, friendlier and easier. I saw one of the websites that I visit every day had something, because Martin Luther King Day is important to a lot of people. He said once, we may all have come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. I wonder how often when people come to you with what they think are their specific problems, when they go to psychicscout.com and book a session with you, they all think their problem is unique and nobody else in the world has ever experienced what they're experiencing, right?
Right.
And that's not true.
It feels that way.
Well,
but it feels that way in the moment. Or, you know, it's important.
Well, so how do you differentiate then so that when you're talking to somebody, when you're tapping into the universe, you're tapping into that energy, you're tapping into that source for information for this particular person, it's indescribable how to do it in the first place. But how do you make it different and personal? Do you ever feel like you've been there before, you've heard the story before? Because you certainly have. It's always about jobs, money, health, or relationships. That's what those questions are all about. So how do you address the similarities between people and their problems?
Well, I think when spirit comes through, it's always with love and no judgment. And we tend to be very harsh at judging ourselves. So there's this love that comes through, the sense of hope. There's information that comes through so that you can see the bigger part of the story. You know, it may not be what we think it is, you know, what it looks like just right in front of us. There might be more to it. So I think that sense of hope, that sense of empowerment, that sense of non-judgment, really can get us out of that loop, especially if we're down on ourselves for something or if we're in fear, you know, about a job or about whatever. So spirit imparts that hope, that sense of you're not alone. You're in good hands. We've got your back. We're working with you. You know, talk to us. It's a beautiful feeling to know you're not alone, you know.
It is. You're right about that. But as you said, I think we were just talking about that with this other lady who is here, Lynette Higgins, the idea of us, some of us like to be alone. She said she was talking about me, what she found out about me. You probably heard the conversation about my astrological chart and that I, you know, there are a lot of things she said that are right on, including the fact that I like to be alone, but I don't like to be alone all the time. I like the company that I have from people that I care about, and that never seems to be a burden. And I wonder how often you find, because you're digging into people and their real strong essence of people, and everybody's got a, you know, sort of a different vibe to them. You just trust your instincts, right? You don't have to know anything more about a person who walks into your office, they sit down, and you start talking. That's it, right?
Right. And being not in the presence of other people, because that gets kind of loud and chaotic. Mm-hmm. But being alone with spirit is very, very peaceful.
Is it?
So you might be alone with no people, but you're never really alone with spirit, because they're always with us.
Yeah, I think the times that you have to give thanks, this is how it works with me anyway. I'm out on my tractor on the farm, and that's when it really means something to me. I look up at the sky, or just take stock of the great things that are in my life. And I think that's part of the help that you can get from going to somebody like Mary O'Malley. PsychicScout.com is the way to contact her. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here, one of the great astrologers in America. She's a part of this program every week. You know, I was just talking, you probably heard me talking to Uri Geller about charts and stuff. And he got me to thinking about something. As a matter of fact, I just did it. To go online and Google, I did Doug Steffen astrological chart. And the stuff that came up, I never would have thought about doing this. And yet, looking at this, what comes up is all kinds of information, yet again, more of the focus on not anything, nothing's private. There's a database in here with my information, the same that I gave to you so you could do a chart. And it has, and I guess you could probably do this for most anybody to a point. And you wonder sometimes how the hell they get all this stuff. Do you ever wonder that? And when you do the work on a lot of the people, you don't take any shortcuts. But I'm just looking at this and thinking, my God, how much?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of what goes on the net, and it's so interesting you would be bringing this up. Good morning, everyone, by the way. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
That
I knew it was you.
There was a big article in the New York Times a few weeks ago talking about how astrology and the whole, the zodiac and the horoscopes, what the internet has done to, in some ways, diminish the power of what that information is about. And how
No personal touch to it. Though, Maria, it's just flat screen.
It's all computerized. So I hope everyone realizes that. So it's pretty generic to an overall interpretation or explanation of you as an individual. And we are so much more complex than that. There are so many different aspects of who we are that a good astrologer is going to combine that all together and come up with a composite that will hopefully help you to understand who you are and how you can be the best you can be.
This woman who was the woman who was on, I don't know that she, the woman that was on with us, Lynette Hagens, said she breaks down people into various characteristics, said, I was a manifester. And I looked at the definition of that in here. I wondered what you thought, because you know my chart very well. I'm a natural initiator, informing those around me. Did you hear her?
It's very true. You are. You are an initiator. You are a manifester. You are someone who will find a way because of the combination of being Scorpio. Well, I could give you, don't want to get that all on the air, but...
Well, I don't care. It's fine. Scorpio... And
with
my moon
Aquarius
is in Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius.
Yep. And if you were to put those together, the combination of that, of those three different signs and where they are situated in your chart, are the reasons why you definitely will always be the kind of person that will not be afraid to be an initiator.
All right, so here's what she says. Manifestors can end up feeling angry as a result of the resistance they experience. That's...
Oh, yes, thank
given
you.
Given the current circumstances, yeah, isn't that very,
yes,
very interesting?
Yes, because when you are a manifester and you are someone who, in your mind, you see it, you know it is a positive thing, whatever that might be, and then the resistance from... people who don't have your vision, because along with that, you're a visionary. You do see the best of what could come from what your manifestation would be. So we could go on and on, but
the internet
diminishes that.
Yeah, it does. It makes it flat. But we're talking about the future of my farm, that the help I'm getting from Maria has been fabulous in getting me to sort of understand the things that we were just explaining. That's why this is good for everybody. Check out Maria at her website, which is MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com. It's fabulous.